Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you very much. Welcome back on board On the Mark. Our telephone number, as always, is 570-743-9565, 570-743-9565. You can email us on the program at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put in the three key letters OTM at the start of your message. That way it gets right through to us. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. Their North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealerships on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the right vehicle, the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share and take pride in helping all of their customers find exactly the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading service and parts teams, and they serve you from their large truck, body, and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. Learn more by visiting them today at sunburymotors.com. Well, to end of the program yesterday, we ran out of time when we were talking to Tom. Tom always generates quite a few comments from our texters. One says, "Tom, what was said before the supposed quote? I'm sure you're reading a misquote." He quoted at length something that really was rambling and almost incoherent, attributable to Donald Trump. And then another one says, our caller Chris, "Hey Chris, where are those EV charging stations Biden promised 2 years ago?" Another one directed at Chris, because Chris said that there was actually a chair on the stage that President Biden was going to sit on in that one video that showed him apparently wandering aimlessly and looking for a place to sit. "Chris, there was no chair on the stage for Biden in France. When it looked like he was filling his diaper, Chris, always the apologist for Biden." Well, you know, I talked yesterday. I didn't get to go to it. And since we have no phone callers at the moment, we'll get a chance to look at this. CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday, Anthony Salvanto, who is CBS's director of polling. He's polling young people this time. And I think the results that he found are very interesting about how, whether or not young people will vote, and if they do vote, who they will vote for. This is CBS's Face the Nation.
With our CBS News polling showing a dead heat in the presidential contest, voters under the age of 30 could prove decisive. That's potentially 25 to 30 million votes, depending on whether or not they turn out. Our tireless polling unit has been surveying these young voters to see what their mood is like in 2024, and by most measures, they say it is tough going out there, especially when they compare their generation to previous ones. 82% of young Americans say it's harder for them to buy a home. More than three quarters of young voters think raising a family will be more difficult. 7 in 10 say it's harder to get a good job, and 6 in 10 think it's harder to start a business. Joining us now is our Executive Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto. Anthony, so what made you focus in on this generation? How are they different?
Well, we're going to look at all the key groups in this election, but I wanted to start with this one. What's interesting about them is they feel like they've already been tested in their lives. This is a generation, the younger part of them, who were in high school or college during COVID and the lockdowns, and most of them tell us that interrupted their education. They also look back, say they were more concerned about gun violence during those years than older generations. But what's really interesting here is they are also feeling like the older generation has left them a world that's more dangerous and a climate that's worse. And that motivates a lot of the issues that they care about. Having said that, Margaret, you can look at polling from the 60s, when the baby boomers were the young generation then, from the 90s when it was Gen X. There have always been generation gaps in America. But for this generation today, they're the most racially diverse generation that the country has ever seen. And that comes out in their politics, too. They tell us they feel that politics would be better, not just with more young people in it, but also with more minority voices in politics, with more women in elected office. And they feel that way much more so than the oldest generation does.
So they have all this frustration. What are they going to do about it? Are they going to vote?
That is the key question. For all the concerns that we just laid out, they don't vote, and they don't say they're going to vote as often as the older generation does.
That's kind of typical, isn't it?
Well, it is in that way. So you've got about two-thirds of them who say this year they're definitely going to vote, and you've got almost all of folks, say, over 65, who say that they'll definitely vote. Part of the factor here is age and how they see the candidates. They think that the candidates, being the ages that they are, cannot relate and understand the issues that pertain to young people. And they're also a little more disappointed in their choices. What's key about that is when young people say they're disappointed in their choices, they're less likely to vote. But for older folks, even when they're disappointed in their choices, they still turn out. So that motivation is going to be a key question, and I'll button it up with this. They are leaning towards Joe Biden. In fact, they're voting for Joe Biden, the ones who will vote, in about the same numbers that they did, that young people then did in 2020. But it's that turnout dynamic and that relative lack of turnout that's really going to be a key thing to watch in this group for the campaign.
So what makes them start to view the ballot box as a way to change what they're frustrated about? Are there issues that would make them say, okay, I will drive and cast a vote, or I will drop that vote in the mail?
Yeah. So big differences are beyond the economy, which everybody cares about. They're more likely to point at issues like abortion, to point at climate and climate change, which I mentioned earlier, and also race and diversity issues as being important relative to what older generations say. In all those things, those accrue to Joe Biden, right? The people who care about those issues are voting for Joe Biden, which underpins some of his support. But having said that, they don't always they aren't paying as much attention to the campaign, and a substantial portion of them aren't sure what the candidates would do on those issues. There's a substantial portion who aren't sure what Joe Biden, say, would do on abortion. Now, what's important about that is that means when we watch this campaign going forward, can the candidates not just motivate them, but also inform them about what they would do so that they can make ostensibly a more informed choice?
CBS's Dr. Anthony Salvanto talking about the polling he's done with respect to young people. We have a caller on the line. We'll get to him in just a second, but I thought it was interesting. One of the questions they asked was, were you concerned about gun violence in schools? 61% of those 18 to 29 said they were concerned about it. 39% of 30 to 44-year-olds, 15% of 46 to 64-year-olds, and only 10% of those of us over the age of 65 were concerned about gun violence in schools. I find that very interesting. I think we all should be concerned about that. Anyway, Tom, we didn't get to finish your conversation yesterday. You're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir.
Well, I'll give you another one of those there a little bit later here, but you know, this Taylor Swift is very, very popular. The young people just love her.
No kidding.
And the Trump campaign is just scared to death of the voters that she's going to bring against him.
You think
I don't
so?
Know if, I mean, there's been articles on the computer about it, and it's been on on TV.
Isn't that kind of insulting to young people to say, well, Taylor Swift's going to vote for Joe Biden, so I'm going to vote for Joe Biden?
She hates Donald Trump just as much as I do. And she's all the time railing against him. I mean, she's going to cost him a lot of votes, and he knows it.
Well, where does Travis Kelce come down on this?
Travis Kelce, I don't know where he comes down on it or not. I don't know.
Her boyfriend?
Well, that's his girlfriend, so he probably agrees with her. Travis Kelce might be another one that could, you know, know if he's going to campaign or anything, but maybe he could. He could get her some votes too.
The thing is, though, Tom,
get him some votes.
What CBS just said in their reporting is that the young people are still not likely to vote, and the numbers are really outstanding. The number of older people who say they will vote in the election no matter what is 94%. 94%.
Yeah,
you know, younger people are not that inclined to vote.
Well, but the ones that are going to vote aren't going to vote for Trump.
Well, you don't know about that.
So, I mean, Trump's going to get squashed. You guys better just get ready for it. It's going to happen.
Well, only 66% of those 18 to 24 say they're definitely going to vote.
Oh, those polls don't mean anything. Those polls are totally worthless.
You think so?
You guys were going to have a big red wave, big red wave. How many big red waves are you going to have?
Well, let's face it. They were wrong in the past. You know, they predicted
they're going to be wrong again because
they predicted that Hillary Clinton was going to beat Trump. That didn't work out real well.
No, because they're always wrong.
Well, okay, but
they're always wrong. They're not going to. The people lie to them. They're not getting a hold of the right people.
Well,
people like me ain't going to hear from people like that because I'm not going to answer the phone.
Well, so all right, you're not going to answer the phone, but how does that help anybody?
Well, I don't know. They're not getting a hold of the right people.
Well, yeah, but
I'm telling you.
If you're not answering the phone.
A lot of people are not going to answer their phone if people are not in their contact list.
So you're saying that
because all you get is crap phone calls all day long.
Well, I agree with you on that. Even if you're on the do not call list, you get crap phone calls all day long.
Right, so the people that they need to get a hold of are not going to answer their phone.
All right, well, so you're saying that every person.
Those polls are crap. They mean nothing. Trump is going to get squashed.
I disagree. I think the polls do mean something.
No, I don't think they mean a thing. They're wrong all the time.
We'll wait and see. Of course, the most classic wrong one was Harry Truman. They predicted Dewey was going to beat him in 48. Didn't work out real well for Dewey.
Now, on another subject here, you know, you're all the time talking about how Trump is being mistreated, you know, with these trials.
He is. Yeah, he is.
They're wrong, and the judges was no good and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this Judge Eileen Cannon. She was nominated onto that job by Trump, and she is doing everything she possibly can to not have this trial. And she's doing everything she can.
Yeah,
there's judges, they want her thrown off this case.
Just like Marchand did everything he could to convict Trump in New York, huh?
I guess, if that's the way you want to look at it, but this judge is not... This judge is terrible. I mean, this is about, she is about as worthless as they come.
Well, I would say Marchand has her one up.
No, I would say not. That was a fair trial.
Oh, come on.
He lost.
It wasn't a fair trial. He wouldn't allow witnesses on key topics. He wouldn't allow witnesses
on
key topics.
The jurors were all picked by both sides like they always were. Two of the people that were on the jury said they watched Fox News and Newsmax. So, I mean, and they still all agreed on 34 counts.
Well,
although some of the 34 counts, 12 of them were about the check, so they were all the same. Each check was a count.
Right.
So that was 12 of the counts. I don't know what the other 22 were.
Well,
they were business records.
They
all agreed, you know, 100%, and it's hard to get people to agree 100%.
I agree with you on that.
To get 12 people to agree on one thing.
Okay. Well, I can't argue with you on that. It is hard to get people to agree unanimously on anything, but particularly a trial.
Know, Trump's been talking. You see his latest thing on TV? He was at a rally. He was talking about washing his hair.
No, I didn't see that.
He likes to wash his hair, and he likes to have it real lathered up and all this. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, it's... So here's another thing on, and this is another thing that he said. He said this June 22nd, 2024, because he's all the time talking about water. He says, where there's so much water, you don't know what to do with it, you know. It's called rain. It rains a lot in certain places, but no, their idea, you know, Did you see the other day they just put, I opened it up and they closed it again. I opened it, they close it.
And you're...
washing machines to wash your dishes, there's a problem. They don't want you to have any water. They want no water.
And
now
this
that's
was
what
where?
He said. Now, what does that mean?
Where was this said, you say?
I don't know, but June 22nd, 2024, probably at one of his rallies.
Okay, but the source that you're quoting says what he says but doesn't say where he said it? So that we could fact check it?
go check where he was at on June 22nd at a rally. You could probably look on YouTube for a rally that he looked for, June 22nd rally or something. I mean, he had to say it at one of his rallies.
We'll give you the last.
The guy's all the time saying he's incoherent. He's all the time saying things. I got one that's even worse than that.
Well, we got it. We have to move on. We have another caller, so save that one for tomorrow, okay?
I mean, this is the guy you want to be the president. I mean, it's just he's out of it.
Yeah, well, you know, then there's Joe Biden and his relatives being eaten by cannibals. That doesn't sound like common sense either.
I know.
Okay, we'll give you the last word, sir.
I'll take the guy that doesn't want to destroy the United States over the other guy.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Tom. Appreciate your call as always, sir. Take care. Okay, you've been hanging on for a while, so Stan, we'll get to you before we take a break. Good morning. You're on the mark.
Good morning. So, Tom, I could tell Tom what Trump was talking about with water.
What was he talking about?
I didn't see the rally, but I know exactly what he's talking about.
What was that?
In Idaho last week, they ordered the farmers to turn off their irrigation systems, close their wells to irrigate their crops. For not sure why they, the government told them to do that, state government in Idaho. Mm-hmm. And then I guess enough people raised holy H about it, and they relented and they rescinded that order. Well, that's what Trump was talking about.
Okay.
The question is, why are these states doing this to the farmers? Because Idaho's not the only state. Now, what the reasoning is, they needed to conserve water, but they didn't restrict water use on golf courses and other recreational areas. Only on the farmers. You know, the people that grow the food that we all eat.
Right. That doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
No, and they're doing it in other states too, California and up down the West Coast. They're doing it to the farmers. Why are they harassing the farmers that are growing the food that people eat?
Well, I mean, if it's a critical situation, I would say we need to water people before we water crops.
You can water people, but if you don't water crops and you have no crops, what's the people going to eat?
Well, hopefully by the time you water the people, the water will come, there'll be more rain and more plentiful rain, and it will grow the crops again. I don't know. It's a tough decision to make if you're short on water.
But look into the Idaho thing. Well, what they weren't doing is evidently they signed some, the governor was in with some cobalt mining thing out there. I think it was cobalt or lithium, one or the other, out in Idaho. They start up, which uses a tremendous amount of water to mine those minerals. They weren't being restricted, only the farmers. And they said they had enough snowpack, the reservoirs and wells were full.
Okay, but let me put it to you this
so
way.
It wasn't to save the people.
All right, it wasn't
so
to save the people.
That's what Trump was alluding to. And probably earlier in that speech he was giving, he mentioned that, you know, Trump does ramble at times. He goes off the prompter, and he rambles a little bit, then he goes back to the prompter, or he goes back to the subject. So I've seen it happen. So more than likely, but that's what he was talking about. And he's right. The Biden administration has wanted to restrict appliances because of heavy water usage, washing machines, dishwashers, that type of stuff. They've talked about it. And that's not fake news. That's the truth. They've talked about it. But the left poo-poo-poos it because, you know, hey, we can't have that, showing that the Biden is against the people, which he is. Now, the other thing. That clip from the CBS, I guess it was CBS,
right,
playing about the young voters worried about gun violence. Yeah, I'm sick and tired of that. There is no such thing as gun violence. A gun cannot commit one bit of violence on its own. It is an inanimate object, no more mobile than a chair until someone picks it up.
I think you're taking that too literally. I think by asking about gun violence, they're talking about somebody with a gun committing violence.
But you never hear knife violence, club violence, car violence, fist violence, do you?
Well, yeah, there are stories about people being beaten up all the time.
Oh, but do they say, if a guy takes a hammer to somebody's head, do they say, oh, that's hammer violence? No, it's assault. No, but just like using a gun on a, criminally is assault with deadly intent.
I read our local paper this morning. I found two stories about more mass shootings. You know, people over four or five people killed. And it used to be that was top story. Now it's back on page 7 with the girdle ads.
Well, they changed the definition, Joe.
Well,
it used to be two or three people. It used to be a whole bunch of people.
But
they changed the definition.
Isn't it concerning that people with guns are killing three and four people who are innocent victims?
I don't disagree with that. It is concerning to me that the criminals out there are being arrested and then let go by
But these aren't necessarily criminals, Stan. They're people with mental aberrations, let's say, or people who pick up a gun over some perceived grievance. If they didn't have the gun, maybe they go out and beat somebody up. But because they've got the gun, they go into a place and shoot
up. All right. So we're going to restrict people's constitutional rights on a hunch. Maybe could happen.
But it has happened. It's happening all the time.
That's how the system works.
It's happening all the time, Stan. Honest, it is. I mean, I don't want to take away anybody's guns.
I don't want people shooting anybody that doesn't deserve it. Okay, if somebody's attacking me with deadly intent, I want to be able to defend myself and take them out if that's what's necessary.
Right.
Don't want to do that. It's a whole lot of paperwork and hassle behind that. I don't want to have to do that. And I don't think anybody does. The criminal mind needs to be figured out. And I don't know how you figure that out.
But these aren't necessarily...
The gun isn't the problem. The gun is a tool.
These aren't necessarily criminals. I mean, if I got fired from my job...
How do you know that?
Well, I got fired from my job, and I think my boss, had it in for me. And I, maybe have a drink somewhere, and I get plastered, and I decide I'm going to solve this problem with my gun. And I go out, and I shoot up the place. I'm not a criminal. I wasn't a criminal before. I'm a criminal now, but I wasn't a criminal before. And yet, that's what's happening.
As I said, there is laws against all that stuff, isn't there?
No argument. But as you always say, a law doesn't stop anything. It just punishes, rather.
Right. So you're going to punish people that have never done anything because a few people might. Is that what we're talking here?
No, because a few people...
Is how the system's going to work?
Because many people have. I mean, it's not isolated.
Many?
Yeah.
What's the percentage?
Well, I don't know, but you pick up
0.001%?
I don't know, pick up
the whole population of the United States. What is the percentage?
But pick up the paper and you'll see every instance. Turn on the radio,
no, Joe,
watch TV.
Those are, what do they call them?
Isolated
examples.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's the percentage of population in the United States picking up firearms and going in and criminally using them?
So what do we do?
I know there's a number out there. There has to be. Doesn't all the major cities and localities report their crime statistics to the FBI gather that information and collate it and look at it and decide what the problem is?
But you're ignoring the human tragedy here. You're saying about people's rights. What about my right to live? My right to live trumps your right to have a gun, doesn't it? I mean, if you're a threat to me, do I have the right to say to you, that gun's got to be taken away from you because you're threatening me. You
could
be huh? You still there? Stan? Maybe I gave Stan a stroke with that one. I'm sorry, Stan. You've cut off. You'd have another minute left if you want to call back, and we'll continue the conversation. We have to take a break right now. On the Mark is On the Mark, 570-743-9565. The hotlines are open. Give us a call.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hey everyone, you're on the spot reporter here at Sleep World with Jim, Joe, and the guys. I hear you have a special mattress called the Extended Life. What's the story behind it?
That's right, Scott. The Extended Life mattress is from King Coil, one of the top manufacturers in the country. It comes with an amazing 25-year warranty. I mean, that's pretty rare these days.
A 25-year warranty? How can that be?
Scott, King Coil designed the Extended Life mattress to be incredibly durable. They even tested with a 300-pound weight, rolling it over the bed to simulate years of use.
This means it's practically impossible for this mattress to get body impressions. In over 30 years of business, we have never seen anything this sturdy.
And this mattress pairs perfectly with our custom-made solid wood Amish furniture.
Handcrafted right here in Pennsylvania.
And you're offering financing, right?
Absolutely. We provide 1 year of interest-free financing every day with your good credit.
So there you have it, folks. Come to Sleep World and talk to Jim or Joe about the Extended Life mattresses, the most durable mattresses around. Plus, check out their top quality, solid wood, Amish-made furniture. Sleep World, Route 11 and 15 Seals Grove, next to Lowe's. Stop in today.
This is a great time to be looking for a change in the workplace. Anthracite Industries Incorporated, a division of Asbury Carbons, a world leader in the carbon industry, is hiring. They have labor and operator positions open on first and second shifts, and they offer a great benefits package, company advancement, and employee development programs. Visit them at 610 Anthracite Road in Sunbury or call 570-286-2176 for applications and interviews. Equal opportunity employer.
Rock and roll!
Yeah, rock on!
Rock all evening long at the outdoor rock and roll event at the Sealands Grove VFW on the patio Saturday, June 29th from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. This event is open to the public and there's no cover charge. Food and drink will be available to purchase. Bring your lawn chairs and sit back while listening to some of the area's best local bands, such as Kenny Jenkins, Good Little Americans, 86, Over the Edge, and Modern Outlaws. You're sure to have a rockin' time.
Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? Okay, 570-743-9565. Stan, you weren't cut off. The line just went dead. I was talking to you,
You didn't cut me off. I'm using internet calling, and the internet failed.
Well, you have a minute. You have a minute left, so go ahead and finish your thought.
Okay, I am never for innocent people dying. Okay.
Okay.
What I'm against is restricting law-abiding citizens for the acts of criminals. Okay, I don't care whether they were a criminal before or after they pick up the gun to go harm a bunch of people. Once they do that, they become a criminal in my mind, and they need to be put down. But a larger number of people are out there using guns every day criminally that get arrested, and prosecutors fail to prosecute them. Heck, I think it was in Chicago last year, the year before, they had a group of gang members, six or eight of them, shooting at each other. Some of them were arrested. And the DA failed to prosecute. Just let them go. They were in the middle of traffic shooting at each other.
Yeah, well, that's
certainly. And they had it all videotaped, but they just let them go. Now, how's that solving any crime problems?
No, it doesn't. Okay, sir. That was it. You got your minute. We'll give you the last word now.
All right. You have a great day and enjoy the weather while you can.
Okay, and I'm sure you'll want to hear our next caller, Eric, who's probably going to argue with you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Eric, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe, and hello, Stan. I lost count how many times Stan says, "I don't care." That let you know when you provide a counter argument, he goes, "I don't care." Well, there's a lot of people in this valley, Stan, who do care. There are some gun laws on the books, and you'd probably say take them away. So, Stan, would you say someone under 21 should be able to own a handgun? Would you say is 18 the magic age, or can we start selling firearms to 12-year-olds because they're allowed to hunt?
Well, Stan,
let's say 16. Let's be honest, Joe. Let's say 16 because yes, you can only hunt on your own when you're 16.
Listen, Stan has always argued for enforcing the laws that are already on the books. He's argued for that
Why not have more common sense laws? For instance, Joe, in the state of Pennsylvania, if you have a gun stolen or one goes missing, you do not have to report that.
Okay. Well, that should be changed. I agree with you on that.
Okay. There's one. Okay. If you have, if you own a handgun, you aren't required to have a gun safe. There are common sense things as us as gun owners, a lot of us who believe that there's a lot of common sense laws out there. And the two I spoke of earlier that are sitting now languishing in the Senate without any action by the Republican-controlled Senate, both those have either 70% for non-gun owners and 60% of gun owners agree that those laws should be passed. But we know that the NRA holds such sway over a lot of our Republicans, if not all of them, that whatever the NRA says goes, and the NRA has said any new gun law is restrictive, and it's just one step to removing all guns.
But, you know,
I don't believe that.
The Constitution says the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. That's a pretty strong word. Infringed means tampered with in any way.
Then why can't a five-year-old go out and buy a firearm?
Well, I think if you took a strict interpretation of the Constitution, that might be so. That might be possible. If you took a strict interpretation, and it says it shall not be infringed. Doesn't say may
again,
not, it says shall
when
not.
When that was put in place, we had, you know, single shot, you know, it took you know, probably 45 seconds to reload and so forth. I'm a gun owner. I will go on record as saying that. I want to keep the weapons I have. But I think with those rights come responsibilities. And there's some common sense laws out there to make it safer. Yes, Stan is right. You know, a gun doesn't kill anyone unless it's in the hands of someone. But there are common sense laws, including red flag laws, that we need to put in place to make sure that those guns either stay out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them or remove them from people who've demonstrated that they cannot have the capability to safely handle them. And that includes children. And we need common sense laws to make sure that our kids don't get a hold of guns.
Well, we also
and
restrict
if
their
drink. If you own a handgun and have a kid in your house and do not have a gun safe, you are playing with fire.
All right, and why?
Kids are inquisitive. Kids are inquisitive. And Sam will come back and say, well, you know, well, that infringes my right to have a gun. I taught my kids and so forth. But what about, you know, if my grandson goes to someone else's house and the gun's not locked up and they start playing with it and someone gets shot?
Well, that's happened. That's happened.
It has happened time and again. And to say what not to have a gun safe because that restricted someone's rights and laws?
But then
rights?
What's the punishment?
To protect over against the rights for
Eric,
other things.
Hold on a second.
And there's gun safes out there which
Eric.
Allow you to, and I have one, allow me access my handgun in seconds.
Eric, what is my right then to take my gun out of the gun safe? What if I take it out for some legitimate purpose and something bad happens? You know, you're saying I have to leave it in the safe forever? If I take it out?
No, absolutely not. I'm saying you safe it until you're ready to use it.
Okay, so I'm ready to use it.
You have to use that gun, you know, if you are out to, you know, practice and get proficient with it or to do whatever you want with it.
But I'm talking about
the law.
I'm talking about tragic stuff.
We need to protect our kids from getting access to them.
I'm talking about tragic stuff.
Right.
Like the kid.
So if it's in a gun safe and somehow the kid, you know, defeats that safe, you know, I mean, stuff happens. But what we're talking about is reducing the likelihood, Joe.
Yeah, okay. But what I'm saying to you is someone takes their gun out of their safe for a legitimate purpose and something bad happens while it's out. Are you going to punish them? Or the fact that they had a gun safe? Or suppose I leave my gun in my safe over during the day, but at night I want it under my pillow in case somebody breaks into my house. Somebody gets it and does something terrible with it. Am I punished for that? I mean, how long do I have to keep it in there? How are you writing that law?
Well, that's why we have courts. But again, until we have the basic thought, hey, we need to have a gun safe in place. You can have, you know, exceptions to everything, right?
Right.
You can say what if. But the basic intent is we don't have any basic laws to require it.
Okay.
And again, I'll say it. You'll pay, you know, up for several hundred dollars for a quality handgun, and you can get a decent gun safe for $150.
Okay. I will give you the last word, sir. We have a break to take and another call on the line, so go ahead. Finish.
Unlike Stan, who thinks there's nothing we can do, it's all just bad people acting badly, there are common sense laws, two of which are waiting for some sort of action by the Pennsylvania Senate, which is controlled by the Republicans, and I call upon those people to at least bring it for a vote and let's see what happens. But no, they won't, because they don't want to look bad, because it's common sense, which the majority of Pennsylvanians want. Thank you.
Same thing with the radar bill, buddy. Same thing with the radar bill. Okay, Bob, hang on. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Two of the hotlines are open, 570-743-9565.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Relaxed, rejuvenated, and refreshed. That's what life is like at Nottingham Village Senior Living Community in Northumberland. And at Heather Court at Nottingham Village, they're focused on supporting and enriching the lives of loved ones needing memory care. It's the area's newly built freestanding memory care facility with four distinct neighborhoods supporting 12 individuals and semi-private and private bedroom layouts, all designed to offer a home-like setting. Meals are offered in a family manner. There's a full kitchen in each neighborhood. Residents can enjoy homemade meals and snacks, and food is prepared any time of the day. Plus, it's a safer, more secure environment where your loved ones receive exceptional 24/7 memory care from certified dementia care specialists and practitioners on staff. And all suites are spacious with home-like settings, including beds and linens, wardrobes, nightstands, wall-mounted LED TVs in all the rooms, and so much more. If this sounds like a place to call home for a loved one needing memory care, call Al Seidel today at 570-473-2360 to schedule a visit and learn more. Nottingham Village, Knights Road, Northumberland, online at nottinghamvillage.org.
TiVo Stream from SCCV seamlessly integrates live TV, on-demand recordings, and your favorite streaming services like Netflix and Disney Plus without changing inputs. The convenient Start Over feature restarts a live show, while Catch Up lets you watch a show that's already aired for up to 72 hours. With our mobile app, your recordings are accessible anytime, anywhere. Experience the future of entertainment with TiVo Stream from SCCV for $5.95 per month. Visit sccv.com/TiVo Stream.
Sweet, my new sneakers are finally here. I paid $10 for expedited shipping, and it still took over a week. Ugh, these are way too tight. Great. Now I need to ship them back and pay for the shipping, too.
There's a better option than all this. Visit Mifflinburg Variety. There are plenty of shoes, sneakers, boots, and more just waiting for your feet. You'll always select the perfect shoe at the perfect price. Shoes, hunting and fishing gear, camping equipment, plus household items, toys, and a lot more. Mifflinburg Variety in the Buffalo Valley Shopping Center. Mifflinburg.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. We started out today not talking about guns. We were talking about CBS's polling, which was reported on Face the Nation, about young people's attitudes about voting, what issues motivate them to go to the polls, or if any issue will motivate them to go to the polls, and what things concern them. And the story said, quite frankly, Anthony Salvano, the CBS polling guru, said that his survey found that 61% of 18 to 29-year-olds were worried about gun violence in schools. Only 39% of those 30 to 44 were worried about it, and only 15% of those 46 to 64, and only 10% of those 65-plus. So we started the discussion not about guns. Some people said to me, too much talk about guns. Well, it's a current topic, and it's something that, given the fact that there are laws in the state Senate waiting to be passed, that do involve life here in the Susquehanna Valley. In any event, that's not what we started to talk about, but that's where we ended up, and so that's where we'll go. Bob from Williamsport, you're on the mark.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
I guess what Eric fails to realize is that government bureaucrats like Eric should be unallowed to drug kids from the age of 5 on. Most all the mass shooters have been drugged by government bureaucrats like Eric. That's what causes it. That's fact, okay?
Where did you get that fact? I hadn't seen that. Where did that come from?
Well, just look it up, okay? I'll be like Tom. Look it up.
Okay. All right. I'll look it up.
And there is no gun law that Democrats put forth that are any good, period. There's always hidden things in there that's going to restrict guns to civilized citizens. There's never a good gun law from a Democrat, ever.
Well, how would you describe a good gun law, Bob?
Well, actually, I don't know about that. I don't know what's a good gun law. Maybe no gun laws are good.
Okay. But, you know,
what gun laws has stifled crime?
Well, that's of course Stan's point. But what Eric's saying is that you know, that we should have laws that keep guns out of the hands of young people, like a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old. I mean, they shouldn't be allowed to have guns, should they?
No, but they can be drugged, right?
Yeah, I guess they can be. I mean, there's all sorts of medications. But why does what do we gain by drugging young people? I'm not certain I understand where you're going with that.
Well, we don't gain nothing. That's what's understand about it. You just meddle up the minds of these kids. That's what happens.
Well, what are we drugging them with? Any particular medications? I'm not certain.
Ritalin, whatever. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what all they feed them.
You're talking about the attention deficit disorder diagnosis, right?
All that kind of stuff, yeah. Okay. Or just the fact that government people can't control the kids. Instead of issuing punishment for bad deeds, they drug them.
Okay, well, they're not necessarily doing bad deeds. They're having trouble in school, maybe learning or comprehending.
Yeah, the kids are seat, okay? We drug you.
Okay. Well, I know I've often felt that they are too quick to make the diagnosis of ADHD and give some kid medication for it. In my own family, we had...
And down the road, okay, we just shut off the drugs when they turn 18. So that solves that problem, right?
Right. Well, that would solve it, all right, if we stop giving them the drugs.
Now, we'll go back to Chris yesterday. I heard him touting Biden's good deeds, okay?
Okay.
And one of them was the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah, that's one he mentioned. I think I may have mentioned that. Chris said it did do something to reduce inflation. I'm not certain. I'd have to go back and search.
It didn't do anything to reduce inflation.
I don't think it did either, to be honest with you. All right.
And the other good deed he did was he started 2 wars in the world. He's responsible for the war in Israel.
Oh, you think
And
he
he's
is?
Responsible for the war in Ukraine. Both are his plans to put that in motion.
Why is he responsible for the war in Israel? I mean, Hamas attacked the Israelis. They started the war, not the president.
Who funds Hamas?
Well, I don't think we do.
No, Iran does.
Okay.
And what he did was he gave Iran, I don't know how many billions and billions of dollars, plus he took the embargo off of their oil. So now they got all kind of money to fund terrorism throughout the world. That's what he did.
Okay. Well, he certainly has done some bad things as far as I'm concerned, but, you know, I don't hold him personally responsible for starting the Israeli-Hamas war, nor do I find him responsible for starting the Ukraine war. But I don't
now
think...
Now, why did the Ukraine war start?
Well, it started because Russia wanted more land, and they took what they could get.
And why couldn't they do it before he came into power?
Well, I agree with you. I don't think that would have happened if Donald Trump was in office. I don't think Putin would
have
done
it. That's right. And why was that?
Well, because Biden's not exactly a strong guy. He likes to pretend to be.
No, the fact is, the reason there was no war in Ukraine when Trump was in is because Russia didn't have any money from oil.
Okay.
Again, it goes back to oil, okay?
All right. Bob, we'll give you the final word. We have a break coming up and more calls, so go ahead. You finish her up, sir.
The only thing I can say is I'm not even going to go into it. That's okay.
Okay. Well, you call again and let us know how you feel. We're always glad to talk to you. Bob from Williamsport. Joe from Sunbury, hang on. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Join News Radio 1070 WKOK Monday through Thursday mornings from 9 until 10 for our live local telephone talk show, On the Mark.
We're very pleased to have Thane Rosenbaum, CBS Radio legal analyst, on the phone with us this morning. A lot of people, Thane, are trying to draw a parallel between the Hunter Biden case and the Donald Trump case.
We're living through a time where there's an enormous amount of confusion about what happens with your political enemies in the legal system.
On the Mark, Monday through Thursday mornings from 9 until 10, only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. One of our texters says, "No, Eric, I know what needs to be done. Every criminal using a gun needs to receive every penalty in law, not plea bargaining them away. And the more children die in car accidents than gun accidents, should we make a law that all kids must wear a helmet when in a car, Eric?" Okay, and let's see, Joe from Sunbury, you've been hanging on. You're On the Mark, sir. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, thanks. I do want to address Eric's, again, once again, he hangs on a few things about how to prevent these mass shootings. But the one thing he says, excuse me, is he says about red flag laws. Now, with as being invited as a co-host, I'll ask your permission to read two sentences that only because it's kind of technical.
All of our callers are co-hosts in the program, so we'll give you that right. Go ahead.
Just let me read this quick.
All right.
The court held that the red flag law constitutionality unconstitutional because it did not treat the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms with the same respect as the Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable search and seizures. So if you get the idea, Eric just puts out there like red flag laws can be passed without any resistance. These are so brilliant, and so they're going to be so great for the country that there'll never be another mass shooting or something. But he has a number of things, three or four that he keeps falling back upon. So one thing I did, I think I mentioned this a long time ago, but what do you think about this idea that the right of the citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state, shall not be questioned. What do you think of that statement, Joe?
I think
as opposed to the Second Amendment.
I think the Second Amendment stronger. Infringed means that you don't do anything to it, really.
Right, but this you can't even question. You can't even do what Eric's doing. You can't even question the right of someone to bear arms. And that, I'll just go quickly, that is in the Pennsylvania Constitution. Now, if you think you can get arrested, because that's suppressing speech, right? But that's how much we believed when we wrote the Constitution for the state of Pennsylvania. And Eric, I know he's a gun and he's enthusiastic about guns and the rights of gun owners, but that to me is even more infringed. I understand, but it's not like Pennsylvania doesn't even have a say in it. So when you go to Harrisburg and you want to get a red flag law or you want to get something done against guns, you have people that support the state constitution down there, and then you have other progressives that don't support language like this, and then they try to push through red flag laws like Eric. If Eric has any understanding of it, or maybe he doesn't even know that's in the state constitution.
Actually, I guess my feeling about this whole issue is more complex. I mean, I don't see how we're ever going to stop gun violence without stopping guns, and that won't work any more than prohibition worked in the 1920s to keep people from drinking.
Well, that doesn't sound complex. It sounds simple. You're not going to do it that way.
Well, you're not. But on the other hand, the people who argue we must do something to stop the violence, I said to Stan, does your right to own a gun trump my right to live?
Right, that's a good question. And when you said that goes back to what I just read about the Second Amendment. They are equal. It doesn't. You don't have the right to take away, because when you have red flag laws or laws, what Cindy was saying, you're taking away from innocent people.
Right.
Joe, that's the problem with your statement about your right to life. You're taking away, when you have a law that's like, let's just take maybe what Eric has in mind, 18 to 21-year-old, you, because you live near a school or in a school district or you're a teacher, you want this, no one 18 to 21 can have a gun, because there's massive amount of school shootings. I'm a teacher, and I'll vote for that. So that doesn't work that way in the United States, because of individuality, which every one of us, when it says we the people, we are the government, right? And you, as that person, can't take away my personal rights. So I use the term or the idea that, so Eric wants to take away an 18-year-old's right to own a gun in Florida, but yet some kid in Idaho who has a 1,000-acre farm wants an AK or a semi-automatic just to plink around. He can't have one either, yeah. And that was Cindy's idea about the women who never or rarely at a low percentage of, you know, 1 or 2% commit crimes like we're talking about,
Joe,
mass shootings and semi-automatic weapons. You're taking away from innocent people.
Joe,
if you, Joe, as individuals. Go
hello,
ahead.
If you shoot me, if you become disgruntled and you go into the workplace.
Okay.
No, let me finish. If you become disgruntled and you go in the workplace and you fire at me and you shoot me and kill me, you've taken away every single right I ever had. Every single right.
I understand.
I'm asking you to give up one.
But how do you take my gun away without taking someone else's gun away who isn't going to do that?
Well, that's why I'm saying this is very complex. It's not an easy answer.
No, well, if you read 27 words of the Second Amendment, it's not that complex.
We got to go. Hey, we'll give you the last word. Give you the last word.
Okay, go ahead. I'm good. You gave me enough time.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate your call. One of our emailers says, so what's important to most young people is the propaganda that the media spews, killing babies, the made-up climate crisis, and racial diversity in our society. Not surprising at all, seeing how our schools and colleges are totally liberal. Maybe our voting age should be raised because some of our young people are brainwashed and misinformed. That's one of our emailers. Another emailer says, I listened to that whole rally, too. And this is talking about Donald Trump's rally that our first caller quoted him saying something incoherent. Of course, Tom can only pick up on whatever was said. I bet that he notices when he gets in the shower, the water force is controlled. If he doesn't, maybe he doesn't take showers or baths. Well, I'm sure Tom does, and we didn't have time to finish that email. We'll finish it tomorrow, along with a number of texts that we have. Thank you so much for being with us. Tomorrow's the big day. The debate between President Biden and President Trump. Well, exciting stuff coming up on The Mark. This is WKOK Sunbury.